we observe the carnage that exists within your territory, within this world inherited from those before. In this world of materialistic virtues, within organized chaos and destruction, a land that exists without salvation or compassion for those other people that share this domain. And within this sense of darkness, that sense of light is able to shine down or illuminate those souls seeking, searching, making progress on their own pathway. And sometimes the gap between these two worlds is so small that the world of the unseen is simply within reach. An outstretched arm could reach up and touch those loving souls and beings who share that wish to commune with those within the material. And sometimes a mere reflection of what was once deemed as the past is caught. Sometimes that reflection horrifies. It disappoints. It creates a sense of urgency and anguish among those who walked the pathways before you. And we understand that in this modern time, the maze we term life can after opportunity, present forks in the journey ahead. And sometimes a decision is deemed correct or incorrect. But the lesson that highlights your direction, the views that you observe in your progress, these are the results and consequences that will tell you if your pathway is correct for you. And we know that at times this broken record routine will come back and replay the same monotonous message. But it is a lesson in itself that we ask is grasped, that we ask is understood, and you may not take action from these words today. You may not take action from these words tomorrow. It may be some time before the meaning resonates within one's own mind. And when that chord is struck, when that bell rings like an alarm, you will come to understand the reasoning for our thoughts. And sometimes the gravity of the situation is not always taken completely to heart. And sometimes the message gets lost in the forms of translation as it reaches your very ears. and sometimes even from the ears to the brain, you will find that translation will change the message to one more suitable for your comprehension. And we understand that anguish, that pain, that suffering, that sense of intolerance, that sense of life fatigue. But we also understand that sense of belonging, that sense of unconditional love as extended from light to light. And we understand that life is not easy. It is not a pathway so straight to the horizon. For those twists and those turns, those obstacles that lie in its very path, are there and chosen by yourselves, by your own immediate progression. For how easy would a straight path be? How easy if it was a case of leaving point A and arriving at point B? But remember, the focus that is required must not blinker you from the sights and sounds that litter that very pathway. It must not miss the resources that are presented to you. It must not miss those tools sent to alleviate some of the stresses. And when those thoughts of love and gratitude are expressed, we hope, anticipate, that within your very hearts, that sense of light is accepted and shared with those very people that need it. And it is within this very sense of healing, within that sense of growth. For if we take those scenes of the natural world, within that photosynthesis, a plant requiring the brilliance of the sunshine. For within the seasons of light and of dark, within sunshine and within rain, necessity of life can germinate within you all. And within this barren land, this landscape of obtrusive structures, of the silhouettes of the material, that aspect of oneself that forms your very spiritual being, that aspect of all-knowing, that aspect of sensitivity, that connection between the godlike and yourselves, that honeycomb of life, that recoil of light. And within this moment, within this small measure of time, that anticipation as we bond and blend our very essences, we hope. We hope and pray it is of benefit to you and to mankind.
Thank you.